Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of the podcast is presented exclusively by Hillsdale College. For over 175 years, four purposes have defined Hillsdale's mission: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Thank you for listening, and my sincere appreciation to our brothers and sisters at Hillsdale for their great sponsorship.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Number 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. The Democrats, every single Democrat in the Senate, no moderates, with the vice president voting as the president of the Senate, voted 51 against 50 Republicans to put this nation on the brink of a depression. And how did the media report this? Mr. Producer, let's get the 16. How did the media report this? As I told you, they would report it last week. Cut 16, Chuck Todd, go.
Well, President Biden got some good news just this morning. He's tested negative for COVID, and he's out of isolation and on his way to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. This comes at the end of what may have been Joe Biden's best week as president, the killing of Al-Qaeda's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the abortion vote in Kansas, a huge jobs report on Friday, falling gas prices, and the all-night vote on the Democrats' climate, energy, and health care bill looks like it's going to go through. Pretty good for a guy with approval ratings in the 30s.
There you go. Pretty good, huh? I posted on this because Chuck Todd is basically a mimic, a mime. The Associated Press wrote the same thing, so Chuck regurgitated it. But that's what the media do. The killing of Al-Qaeda's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Where was he killed? In Afghanistan. Well, what's going on in Afghanistan? Al-Qaeda's back in full force. Al-Zawahiri was roaming the streets for months. But don't worry, that's counted as a win. A win. Now that he's gone, Chuck, what next? When it comes to Afghanistan. No, don't worry. It's counted as a win. What else did he leave out? Communist China has encircled Taiwan. Violated its airspace repeatedly. Violated its navigable waters repeatedly. It's threatening to attack Taiwan, the island nation. Chuck didn't mention that. What else? Iran now has nuclear technology. And it's trying to marry it up with missile technology. As I speak, that's what's going on. Thanks to Joe Biden and the creeps he has around him, slow walking this process. How about that one, Chuck? Chuck doesn't mention that. The border's wide open. Little kids are being molested. Women are being raped. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are pouring into this country. It'll be millions and millions by the time Biden's 4 years are over. Fentanyl's pouring through. 110,000 dead Americans as a result. The number one killer in America. Chuck didn't mention that. It's not a string of success. What else? The crime rate in this country is through the roof. We can't hire cops. Cops don't want to stay. You can't blame them. Murder rates through the roof. Violent crime through the roof. You see what's happening with stores and so forth, particularly in our inner cities, but elsewhere too. Chuck didn't mention that, did he? What else? Massive, massive debt like we've never seen in the history of this country. In the 20 months since Biden's been president, especially. And don't get me wrong, the Republicans don't have clean hands. But let's be honest. For the Democrats, it's never enough. Never enough. So they just passed another $800 billion bill. Wow, what a victory. Where we have the highest inflation in 41 years. The gas. Oh, wow. It's down to $4 or so a gallon. Well, what was it 20 months ago? Like $2.50? Wow, it's really falling down. That's how they dumb you down. What else does he mention? Oh, the abortion vote in Kansas. What a victory. What a victory. Conservatives have said all along, constitutionalists have said all along, this is a matter for the states. The states will vote as the states vote. Why don't you mention, Chuck, that that's a victory for federalism, the way it's supposed to work, not a victory for Biden? A huge jobs report on Friday. Well, people are now taking a very good, close look at that jobs report. Looks like a lot more people than we thought are having to get second jobs. Isn't that amazing? And I have an article here from the Wall Street Journal, I believe it is. Let's see. Yes, restaurants, bars, hotels say they don't have enough people. Oh. I wonder who's hiring. Probably the government. Just guessing. What else? All-night vote on the Democrats' climate, energy, health care bill. Climate, energy, health care bill. A victory for Biden. And that's all that matters. Does Biden look good? Is it a victory for Biden? Let's celebrate Biden. Let's promote Biden. All those so-called conservative hosts on TV and radio who said they're out to get Biden. They look stupid now, don't they? They look stupid now. The fact of the matter is, they'll take out Biden if they have an effective substitute. But they don't right now. So they're going to try and take out the Republicans for the midterms. This is basic stuff. But Biden's had a great success, according to Schmuck Todd and all the other reprobates in the corrupt media. But our friends at Americans for Tax Reform want to show you how you got it right in the neck. And this Joe Manchin is a fraud. Always has been a fraud. And he outwitted the witless Mitch McConnell. Of course, you don't hear that on TV and radio much, do you? But he did. In other words, he lied. He lied to the Republicans. Now, $6.5 billion natural gas tax. Now, what do you think that's going to do to you? First of all, it's going to disrupt what's left. It's going to disrupt what's left of our natural gas industry, which has done a phenomenal job with inventing fracking, making us energy independent. But no. They have to be punished. So when you put a tax like this on an industry that provides household energy for heat, especially during the winter, you know what happens? Your bill is going to go up. So when Joe Biden says that only people making $400,000 or more are going to be taxed, Joe Biden is a liar. That's what he is. ATR, further, $12 billion crude oil tax. Here we are. The Democrats are at war with American fossil fuels, whether it's crude oil, whether it's natural gas, whether it's coal. They're at war, and they have no blueprint for how we're going to get out of what they are creating. So the next time you hear, oh, these are profiteers, it's nothing to do with profit. When the federal government makes it much, much harder to drill, to refine, to sell, drives up the price, drives down the supply, That's what causes prices to go up. And when it goes down, they pat themselves on the back for draining the hell out of the Strategic Emergency Reserve. Let's continue. Manchin's from West Virginia, is he not? I believe he is. $1.2 billion coal tax, which will increase household energy bills. He votes to put a massive tax on one of the biggest industries, if not the biggest industry in West Virginia. Sound like he's representing the people of West Virginia? He's going to drive up their energy bills. He's going to drive down their jobs, but it's worse. Corporate income tax hike on U.S. businesses. Why would you make our businesses less competitive worldwide? Why would you make them less? They're not paying their fair share. Hey, genius. You pay the tax. Corporations are pass-throughs. Got it? They are pass-throughs. You pay the tax. Democrats imposed a 15% corporate alternative minimum tax on the financial statement income of American businesses reporting $1 billion in profits for the past 3 years. These American companies employ millions of Americans. The cost of this tax will be borne by you. Higher prices, fewer jobs, lower wages. I've talked about this before. 70 to 75% of any business's expense, or for that matter, any public entity's expense, is employment. It's salaries, it's pensions, it's medical care, and all the rest. It's employment. That's the biggest expense. So when taxes are raised on the employers, it is the employees, it is the customers, and it is the job situation that is negatively affected, because we have a federal government that is voracious. It gorges itself. A tax report from last December found a 15% book tax would reduce the gross domestic product by 0.1% and kill 27,000 jobs right out of the box. And the most recent cost estimate from the Congressional Budget Office found the provision would increase taxes by more than $313 billion. You don't increase taxes on anything in the middle of stagflation. You don't spend more money in the middle of stagflation. It creates inflation. We have the Federal Reserve. I talked about this last week. Raising interest rates to try and limit the effects of deficit spending on the economy. And we have Congress deficit spending more. More. While the Fed is raising interest rates to try and control the monetary system. So we have the fiscal side working against the monetary side, which affects you. And the reason why we were able to get out of stagflation under Reagan, which he inherited from dim-witted Jimmy Carter. Because Volcker raised interest rates, it was enormously painful. And Reagan slashed taxes, individual taxes, corporate taxes, anything that moved, he slashed the taxes. Because he knew we needed growth. We needed vitality. We needed prosperity. At the same time, trying to control the monetary system, the problem of which was a result of government spending. The monetary system doesn't have a problem from private spending. The entire problem is government spending. So we're going in exactly the wrong direction. And 50 Democrats in the Senate, every damn one of them voted for this. It's just like Biden keeps saying that he hasn't raised taxes on people who earn less than $400 billion. How many of you go to the grocery store? How many of you need baby formula? How many of you are still paying an enormous amount for gasoline in your vehicle? How many of you have already seen your electricity bills go up? And it's going to get much, much worse. Brownouts and blackouts. They're coming. Just a matter of time. The more we move to wind, the more we move to solar, the more that grid cannot withstand. 24/7 charging of more and more electric vehicles? That's what's going to happen. Germany found out. Even California has all of a sudden stopped shutting down its final nuclear power plants. Whoa, we better slow down a little bit here. All right, more. This bill has $124 billion stock tax. How many of you have 401ks? How many of you have IRAs? Well, guess what? When you choose to sell, Democrats will impose a new federal excise tax, which will reduce the value of your nest egg. That raises taxes. It limits stock buybacks from companies. And anyone with a 401k, IRA, or some kind of pension plan, you are going to be punished. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Folks, it's no secret that Americans are more divided than ever, and it's not just over what policies will improve our great country. No, it's over whether America is great at all, whether America deserves our love. That's why Imprimis, Hillsdale's Digest of Liberty, is so important. Imprimis looks at the issues of the day from a constitutional perspective, reminding citizens always of our great heritage of liberty. For 50 years, Imprimis has featured speeches given at Hillsdale events by the smartest conservative thinkers and writers. These days, Hillsdale publishes people like Victor Davis Hanson, Molly Hemingway, and Chris Rufo. Over 6.2 million American households and businesses receive Imprimis absolutely free, and I urge you to sign up for it today at absolutely no charge. I always look forward to receiving my copy of Imprimis. My friends at Hillsdale and I want you to have a free subscription as well. To get your free subscription, go to LevinForHillsdale.com right now. L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. Again, you've had conservative hosts on TV and radio going about Manchin and Manchin and Manchin. You've had the Wall Street Journal, National Review, all the rest of Manchin and Manchin. And I said, don't trust this guy. And he's the one that took the dagger out and stabbed you in the back. People of West Virginia and the rest of the country. This bill will impose 95% federal excise tax on American pharmaceutical manufacturers. Now, before some of you are done applauding, the Democrats would impose this 95% excise tax on prescription drugs unless drug manufacturers accept government price controls. So they're going to accept government price controls because they're not going to agree to be taxed at 95%. The Congressional Budget Office, this is an arm of Congress, warned the reduction in manufacturers' revenue could be as high as $1 trillion over the next 10 years, which will obviously slash investment in research and development on new drugs. And the CBO further stresses the uncertainty in assessing the number of new medicines that would be prevented from coming to market. It already revised its original assessment to increase the number of drugs prevented from being introduced by 50%. Where's the next Alzheimer drug? Cancer drug? Diabetes drug? Heart disease drug? Now, you don't understand. The government needs the money. This is really, I'm telling you, they are destroying the capitalist market system, the most prosperous nation on the face of the earth. I'll be back. Folks, it's no secret that Americans are more divided than ever, and it's not just over what policies will improve our great country. No, it's over whether America is great at all, whether America deserves our love. That's why Imprimis, Hillsdale's Digest of Liberty, is so important. Imprimis looks at the issues of the day from a constitutional perspective, reminding citizens always of our great heritage of liberty. For 50 years, Imprimis has featured speeches given at Hillsdale events by the smartest conservative thinkers and writers. These days, Hillsdale publishes people like Victor Davis Hanson, Molly Hemingway, and Chris Rufo. Over 6.2 million American households and businesses receive Imprimis absolutely free, and I urge you to sign up for it today at absolutely no charge. I always look forward to receiving my copy of Imprimis. My friends at Hillsdale and I want you to have a free subscription as well. To get your free subscription, go to LevinForHillsdale.com right now. L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com.
Mark Levin, America's Paul Revere. Call him now at 877-381-3811.
Now, there's a $52 billion income tax hike on mid-sized and family businesses, as Americans for Tax Reform report, in this bill as well. So Biden and the Democrats are lying. They passed an amendment to the bill that created a two-year extension on loss limits of non-corporate taxpayers, like a lot of small businesses, proprietary businesses. An amount of the loss is in excess of $250,000. So if you're having a really bad year, you have enormous losses, they're limiting your ability to use those losses on your taxes. Now, this provision was set to sunset in 2026 under current law, but they eliminated that. So this provision would raise taxes on a manufacturer, retailer, other capital-intensive business that sees significant business loss in any year due to the cost of wages, rent, new equipment, inventory, interest payments, whatever it is. So if you're having a particularly bad year, they're going to cap the losses that you can deduct. So you're going to now see more small businesses go out of business. That's what's going to happen. And then we've talked about the IRS. $80 billion to supersize the IRS with 87,000 new agents and auditors. And Chuck Todd thinks this is a great win streak. So do the rest of the media. The IRS would perform an additional 1.2 million annual audits under the plan. Democrats claim the increased spending on enforcement would net $124 billion. So they're going to unleash more government-paid agents created by the Democrat Party to wring more money out of you and to cause enormous stress in your lives. It spends 14 times as much money for enforcement, such as small business audits, than for taxpayer services. So when you hear a fraud like this Senator Cardin from Maryland saying, now you'll have a call, you'll be able to get the call, that's not what's going on. The overwhelming amount of money is being spent on auditors and investigators. The IRS employees only answer 19 or 20% of the time, and that won't change very much. So this is a disaster for the economy, for you, for business, for prosperity. And that's the financial, the direct financial side. The other big chunk of this is on so-called climate change, or what we'll call the Manchin Green Deal, Green New Deal. And they explain this over at Alex Epstein at the Substack.com. Here's what it is. More expensive, less reliable electricity via massive solar wind subsidies. New costly restrictions on fossil fuels. You heard of all the taxes. There's billions of dollars in here for left-wing activist groups. Ambiguous funds, not really defined, sent to left-wing groups. Endless favoritism and corruption. For the worst elements, making our grid far more dependent on unreliable solar and wind energy, aggressively attacking fossil fuels, again, giving billions to left-wing causes, giving government limitless corruption-inducing power. The deal features massive new subsidies for solar and wind over the next few years, plus tens of billions in other handouts designed to dramatically increase the percentage of unreliables on the grid. New taxes on oil and gas that we talked about. basically gives the EPA unlimited power to restrict fossil fuel projects. Unlimited power. Billions and billions for undefined, quote, environmental justice, unquote, activities. This is Manchin did this. Tens of billions that bureaucrats can allocate arbitrarily. And so Manchin goes on TV and he says, look, these permits for drilling and all, they're going to be more effective. They're going to be they're going to be faster. It's going to be a responsible path forward. And in this bill, there's nothing. They're not guaranteed. They're undefined. There's nothing. He's all talk, this guy. Schumer promised he would provide it, but there's nothing binding on Schumer, nothing binding on the Democrats in Congress, nothing binding at all. So obviously Manchin wasn't serious. Now, was he, America? No, he wasn't. So they're going to do that. Manchin has a wish. President should designate 25 or more projects for expedited permitting. Doesn't have to. Complete the Mountain Valley Pipeline. A single project cares about means Congress unconstitutionally usurping executive power. Manchin has agreed to his own version of the Green New Deal, effectively in exchange for unenforceable promises. They're guaranteed to worsen the issues he claims to care about. Inflation, electricity reliability, recession, and energy security. And he shoots a torpedo into the side of West Virginia's economy with a massive $1.2 billion tax increase on coal. He's a fraud. He's a phony. And he's a fink. That's the bill that they rammed through. In 1 week's time. You never had a time to read it. I never had time to read it. Members had to rush through it. Republicans did what they could. Republicans were led very, very poorly by Mitch McConnell, who agreed to vote for $52 billion in subsidies. Subsidies for oligarchs in Silicon Valley who are already multi-billionaires, who collectively have far more than $52 billion on their own. You and I are subsidizing these oligarchs, supposedly to help build windmills and solar panels and all the rest of it. Well, why do they need subsidies? Subsidies for electric vehicles. And these people have absolutely, you know who writes these bills? Staffers in their 20s and low 30s, working with radical environmental groups. That's who writes these bills. They're not people who have experience. They're not people who know how to get energy to you. And I want to emphasize something to you. You cannot build batteries to support the electrical demand that Biden and the Democrats and the media insist on when you're buying electric vehicles. Those batteries cannot function without a number of rare earth minerals, primarily cobalt. 70% of the world's cobalt comes out of the Congo. 70%. 100% of the cobalt controlled in the Congo is controlled by communist China. As Chris Smith explained last night on Life, Liberty, and Levin, it's mined in the Congo and it's sent to communist China for processing, where they control 100%. Now, in addition to the horrendous human rights violations, you have over 40,000 kids in the Congo doing the mining with pickaxes, getting all kinds of illnesses, dying at a very young age, and the president there is corrupt as hell. He's on the take. In addition to that, ladies and gentlemen, why would we abandon fossil fuels? This nation is floating on oil and natural gas, as it turns out. It's floating on oil and natural gas. We would abandon that for energy sources that require massive amounts of environmental destruction from the mining systems and processes, massive amounts of enslavement and really human rights violations, particularly in the third world, massive amounts, and surrender control over our future, our energy, our capitalist system, our prosperity to the communist Chinese. No wonder they think we're fools, because we are. Why would we do this? We have allowed the Chuck Todds and the other fools on TV and radio to push this agenda. We've allowed the Democrat Party to push this agenda. We've allowed rhinos like Romney and so forth to push this agenda. It's not just an issue of prosperity. It's an issue of how we eat, how we warm ourselves or cool ourselves, how we function, whether we're going to have a manufacturing base or an industrial base. And of course, it's a national security issue. Why is it that these radical Marxist phony environmental groups are not confronted with this? They have blood on their hands. And they're destroying American independence. We have enough of these news shows with endless guests. We have enough of these Sunday shows with endless guests. What we don't have is enough journalists with integrity, with honesty. And so now, having said what I said, let's listen again, Mr. Producer, to Chuck Todd's pronouncement, his declaration, on Meet the Depressed this Sunday. Cut 16, go.
Well, President Biden got some good news just this morning. He's tested negative for COVID, and he's out of isolation and on his way to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. This comes at the end of what may have been Joe Biden's best week as president, the killing of Al-Qaeda's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the abortion vote in Kansas, a huge jobs report on Friday, falling gas prices, and the all-night vote on the Democrats' climate, energy, and healthcare bill. Looks like it's going to go through. Pretty good for a guy with approval ratings in the 30s.
See what I mean? This is why my Sunday show often has higher viewership than these network Sunday shows. And network television is free. Comes with your television. Cable TV, as you know, you pay a monthly fee. So how is it that a cable show, my Sunday show, often has more viewers than Meet the Press, Deface the Nation, or ABC with Moron? How is that possible? Nobody touts it. It's not touted in press releases, it's not touted by trade publications, it's not touted, but it's true. It's true. Why is that? Why is that, Chuck? Because you're a fraud. And the other thing that bothers Chuck is when he dares to kind of toe the line a little bit, toe the line as an honest journalist, just a little bit, the left attacks him and it upsets him and his wife, who's a Democrat operative. But he's not alone, of course. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Folks, it's no secret that Americans are more divided than ever, and it's not just over what policies will improve our great country. No, it's over whether America is great at all, whether America deserves our love. That's why Imprimis, Hillsdale's Digest of Liberty, is so important. Imprimis looks at the issues of the day from a constitutional perspective, reminding citizens always of our great heritage of liberty. For 50 years, Imprimis has featured speeches given at Hillsdale events by the smartest conservative thinkers and writers. These days, Hillsdale publishes people like Victor Davis Hanson, Molly Hemingway, and Chris Rufo. Over 6.2 million American households and businesses receiving Primus absolutely free, and I urge you to sign up for it today at absolutely no charge. I always look forward to receiving my copy of Primus. My friends at Hillsdale and I want you to have a free subscription as well. To get your free subscription, go to levinforhillsdale.com right now, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. So I want to be abundantly clear, and you know, I shoot straight, no nonsense. This bill that they rammed through over the weekend, they put it out there for a week. First of all, notice we never talk about representative government. You don't hear it on TV. You don't hear it on news anywhere. You don't hear it on radio. This is about we the people, not whether or not Joe Biden's having a good week, Chuck. We the people have a right to know if our taxes are going to be raised directly or indirectly. We have a right to know if further inflation is going to be fueled by further deficit spending. We have a right to know the names of the organizations and what it is that they intend to do with billions and billions of dollars. That's our money. We have a right to know these things. We have a right to know what's in a massive spending bill before they even vote on it. This isn't representative government. What the hell is it? And we can't rely on these frauds and phonies and fools in the media, the corrupt media, to tell us what's really going on. Oh, it's the inflation reduction bill. A bill that's going to increase inflation. They call it the inflation reduction bill. You know what that is? That's nuts. It's Marxist in Wonderland. What's up is down. What's down is up. These guys are spending like drunken Marxists. We had record spending even before this, record debt even before this. Ladies and gentlemen, Milton Friedman used to say there's no such thing as a free lunch. And what he meant by that is somebody's going to pay. And it's you. Now, I want to spend a little bit more time on this next hour. How is it? How is it that people in their own households, but let me do it this way. Have you ever driven by mansions and homes, swankiest estates you've ever seen, in areas of the country that vote heavily Democrat? You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Producer? And do you ever say to your spouse or somebody in the car with you, I don't understand these people. They benefit like hell from this society. And then they vote with the Democrats. They vote for massive tax increases, which obviously they don't want to pay, despite what they say. I don't get it. Why do these people conduct themselves this way? Let's talk about that a little bit more when we come back. I'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Our number is 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Something really quite shocking has just taken place. This is from CNN. FBI executes search warrant at Trump's Mar-a-Lago, former president, says Caitlin Collins. And we went, and we saw President Trump's statement, and this is what President Trump has issued, according to the media. These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Again, this is the alleged statement. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the DNC? Here in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th president of the United States. The political persecution of President Trump has been going on for years with a now fully debunked Russia scam, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and so much more. It just never ends. It is political targeting at the highest level. Hillary was allowed to delete and acid wash 33,000 emails after they were subpoenaed by Congress. Absolutely nothing has happened to hold her accountable. She even took antique furniture and other items from the White House. I stood up to America's bureaucratic corruption. I restored power to the people and truly delivered for our country like we have never seen before. The establishment hated it. Now, as they watch my endorsed candidates win big victories and see my dominance in all polls, they are trying to stop me and the Republican Party once more. The lawlessness, political persecution, and witch hunt must be exposed and stopped. I will continue to fight for the great American people. Mr. Producer, this is really hard to believe. Are there any other news reports out there? I mean, we've got CNN here. We have Fox that announced it. I just want to verify that it's not a hoax of some form, because if it's not a hoax, this is shocking. Shocking. I mean, I'm sure, based on what he said, that his lawyers have been working with the government to provide them whatever they want. I mean, really? Reminds me how they treated, I forget his first name, this guy Clark, who worked at the Department of Justice. Reminds me how they treated Eastman. Reminds me how they've treated other people with SWAT and so forth. And I will tell you a few things about how this works if it's accurate. You guys are going to keep looking, correct, Mr. Producer? Keep looking, because I think people are trying to verify this. The way this works is the United States Attorney in Washington, D.C., if in fact he wants to conduct this investigation, he can't do this on his own when it involves a huge figure like a former president because of the possible ramifications. He has to go to the Attorney General of the United States. They have to coordinate with law enforcement in South Florida. They have to coordinate with the Criminal Division of the Justice Department and the Associate Attorney General and the Attorney General. They have to get a warrant. There has to be a judge who's cooperating. If not in Washington, then in Florida. And they inform the President of the United States of a matter of this significance, so Biden would know about it. The Attorney General would be involved in the decision making. Now, I've explained to you here on multiple occasions at great length over the course of 3-hour programs how the Constitution works or is supposed to work, how the Electoral College is supposed to work. And you have had enormous pressure brought through media, brought through Congress, perhaps even in the Biden administration, on the Department of Justice. Not that it needs it. on the Department of Justice to, in fact, pull the trigger on Donald Trump. Liz Cheney made it clear long ago that her goal was not to really investigate January 6th. It was to see Donald Trump prosecuted. In fact, every single member of that committee has said the same thing on national television. Every one of them. They have, in fact, conducted a rogue criminal investigation of sorts, which is not the role of Congress, which is why they, under Pelosi, chose the various members of this committee, including the Republicans. They talk about fraud, they talk about obstruction, they talk about sedition. None of this is legitimate. I don't care. To my dying day, I will tell you this. However these things proceed, that this is really quite appalling. Excuse me. And, of course, it's a first in American history. Now, the FBI hasn't been around for the entirety of American history, but a lot of us don't trust the FBI anymore. We know it's been politicized. But when I watched this attorney general being interviewed by NBC News, the way he spoke and what he said, it concerned me greatly. And when I see the cast of characters testifying in front of this grand jury, including top staffers to other candidates like Mike Pence's top guy, it concerns me. It concerns me. When I see people testifying who are not cross-examined in public at these hearings, and yet little bits of information dribble out about the inconsistencies of what they said and so forth and so on, it's unbelievable to me. Absolutely unbelievable. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Right now, every business is trying to nickel and dime you. How much can they squeeze you to offset their increasing costs? It's a mess. That's why I love Pure Talk, my wireless company, and I want it to be your wireless company. Pure Talk drew the line in the sand and said, stop screwing over the American public. So when you sign up with Pure Talk this month, you're going to get their best ever offer, 1 month free. 1 month free. You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month. Plus, get 1 month free when you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com and enter code Levin Podcast for this special offer. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast. Need another reason? When you choose Pure Talk, you're choosing to support American jobs. You're choosing to support a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran. And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you won't regret it. Go to puretalk.com, select a plan, and enter promo code Levin Podcast. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and get 1 month free. I want you folks to listen to me. I've been around a long time. I served at the absolute highest levels of the United States Department of Justice. Chief of Staff to the Attorney General. Doesn't get much higher than that. We're 90 days away. 90 days away from a midterm election. We have a committee of Congress that has been pushing for the indictment of a former president. Every one of their members, selected by the Democrat Party, Nancy Pelosi, all over the Sunday shows, all over TV. We have these rehearsed hearings. We've never seen anything like this before. No cross-examination, nothing. We have people testifying to this grand jury who are working for other candidates, like the former vice president, who have a grudge. I'm just being blunt. Mark Short is never like Trump. And this guy Jacobs, or Jacob, whatever his name is, same thing. It doesn't mean their testimony's false. It just means we're not getting the full picture of what's taking place here. We have individuals who've been testifying who are said to be the greatest, the brightest, the best, and yet Just surface level examination shows that they've lied through their teeth under oath to this committee, and none of them have been charged. What the hell did this president do? You got the Bidens bought and paid for by three different foreign governments, including communist China. FBI is not raiding any Biden home. And I'm talking about Joe Biden. They have his laptop. They got Joe Biden's DNA and fingerprints all over that laptop. Not a damn thing. You got individuals who try to destroy the Trump candidacy and then the Trump presidency. They're all being professors at schools, commentators on news programs. Not one of them is charged with anything. You got individuals who used to work in intelligence, CIA and Director of National Intelligence, who lied under oath in front of committees of Congress, never been cited, never been charged, never a hearing about them. You have a former attorney general and Holder is held in contempt. A man lost his life. Nothing. You have Russia collusion. You have lies put in front of the FISA court. Flat out lies. You have endless investigations of this man's taxes by Democrats. The Democrat Attorney General of New York. The Democrat DA in Fulton County, Georgia. You got a Democrat Attorney General, a Democrat U.S. Attorney. You have a Democrat committee. The man is impeached for nothing. Nothing. And they're going to pull this crap 90 days before the midterm elections? I have never in my life seen anything like this. Why, is he a drug kingpin? Why, is he shipping weapons somewhere? The timing of this stinks. The whole thing stinks. I don't care how many legal analysts they put on TV. I don't care how many phony professors and experts they put on television. This whole thing has been lousy from the get-go. Using SWAT teams on guys like Roger Stone, for God's sakes. Or the way they handled Eastman and the way they handled this guy, Clark, from the Department of Justice. And now you have the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago. Do you know how many agents that takes, the size of that facility? And President Trump saying they went into his vault? They went into his vault? I don't know who these puny-ass prosecutors are. And by the way, you should know something. Friends of mine who are former prosecutors have said, Mark, you better watch it. Am I right? Yeah. Talking to my wife. Yeah. Yeah. I said, watch what? I didn't advise anybody about January 6th. I wasn't involved in January. Watch what? Well, they might audit you. They might target you. They might just subpoena you for the fun of it. They may make. I said, really? Well, I'm not shutting up. I understand there's been nobody more outspoken from a constitutional perspective than I. Nobody. Nobody. I got it. I understand. But when I see tyranny, I see tyranny. The FBI's lost all credibility. And the president's right. That is Trump. How the hell did Hillary Clinton get away with washing 33,000 emails off her computer when they'd been subpoenaed by Congress? How did that happen? And so here we are, ladies and gentlemen. And I think this is going to make people more desirous to vote. That's what I think is going to happen. And that the reputation of this FBI, these prosecutors, the Department of Justice, is in the crap hole. Targeting parents, targeting Republican legislatures, targeting states on abortion, where the federal government has no role. The Supreme Court said it's up to the states. No role whatsoever. And the federal government is suing states over abortion. We got the border wide the hell open. Where's the FBI? Fentanyl pouring into this country. MS-13 pouring into this country. Rapists, perverts pouring into this country by the tens of thousands. Where's the FBI? Where is it? Where's the Democrat Congress? Where are the hearings? I'm telling you right now. At first, I didn't believe it. I read Trump's statement. I said, somebody's pulling my leg. Then I saw it was on CNN, of course. Then I see it's on Fox. Nobody's pulling my leg. Now, your republic's sinking. It's sinking. This is Marxism, pure and simple. This is how it works. This is how it works. So under the cover of law, you see lawlessness. The idea that you would send God knows how many presidents as an army of FBI at Mar-a-Lago to get his stuff, to go into his safe or his vault, is shocking. And they will have the support of the media. They know this. The phony journalists, they will have their complete support. And let me tell you why. All the constitutional violations, all the anti-constitutional activities of this January 6th committee, and the U.S. Attorney's Office, among others, has been utterly ignored by the phony journalists. Utterly ignored. So they know they're not going to be held to account. They know it. Who's going to hold them to account? Congress? The media? No. Mar-a-Lago is a big place. It takes dozens and dozens, and he's right, Trump, an army of FBI agents to go there. This was planned and plotted at least for a month. At least for a month. Now tell me this. CNN, I believe this is today. Newly revealed photographs reveal two occasions on which former President Donald Trump apparently flushed documents down the toilet. Maggie Haberman, a New York Times reporter and CNN contributor, is publishing the new images in her forthcoming book, Confidence Man. And the images were earlier posted by Axios. CNN had previously reported how Trump flouted presidential record-keeping laws. Don't tell me this isn't timed. Don't tell me this is a coincidence. Unfriggin' believable. I'll be right back. Right now, every business is trying to nickel and dime you. How much can they squeeze you to offset their increasing costs? It's a mess. That's why I love Pure Talk, my wireless company, and I wanted to be your wireless company. Pure Talk drew the line in the sand and said, stop screwing over the American public. So when you sign up with Pure Talk this month, you're going to get their best ever offer, 1 month free. 1 month free. You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month. Plus, get 1 month free when you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com and enter code Levin Podcast for this special offer. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast. Need another reason? When you choose Pure Talk, you're choosing to support American jobs. You're choosing to support a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran. And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you won't regret it. Go to puretalk.com, select a plan, and enter promo code Levin Podcast. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and get 1 month free.
Mark Levin, the champion of liberty and true conservatism. Call Mark now, 877-381-3811.
What the Biden administration did today was a shot between the eyes of this republic. And let me explain a number of things. You subpoena the records from the former president. You let his lawyers know the subpoenas are coming because you put down the basis for what the documents that you want. And then you negotiate. What you do not do is go to somebody's home who's a former president with a warrant. go into the house, and there have to be scores of FBI agents. It's a massive facility. And apparently break into his safe, among other things. Gather up all the computers. He can't even function as a former president of the United States at this point, and an obvious candidate for president of the United States. So what Merrick Garland and this U.S. Attorney Graves have done, and what this committee have done, is the greatest insurrection since the Civil War. Because clearly, at least in part, their intent is to affect the Republican primary process. Their intent is to affect the midterm elections. Clearly, this is their intent. Now, let me tell you something else. What this friggin' irresponsible government has done, it's lit a fire under the communist Chinese and the Iranians and others. They see this going on. They know now that America is in such a chaotic, anarchical situation that if they want to strike or they want to break out with their nuclear weapons, now is the time. Because the attention of the American people will not be on any of this. People are going to say, who gives a damn about Taiwan? Who gives a damn about the nuclear missiles? So this has national security implications. I'm telling you now, this is stunning. Stunning. This damn Department of Justice knows that it had 100 different ways to get this information. But it chose to be as dramatic, militaristic, and as aggressive as possible against the former president. And I bet if you go on social media now, you'll find all the Democrat sites orgasmic with what's taking place. Utterly celebratory. The damage that has been done by the Democrats and this corrupt media over the last 5 years. Now look at this. They tried to cripple his candidacy by spying on it. I should know, I helped write that. Then they tried to destroy his presidency by hanging this dossier over his head for God knows how long. Then they trigger a criminal investigation with no predicate whatsoever. Then they impeach him over one word and a damn phone call, or even Zelensky says it wasn't a pressure job. And then they impeach him when he's out of office. Never been done in American history. They violate their own impeachment processes that have been used traditionally in every single presidential impeachment because Pelosi's in charge. Then they create this January 6th committee, violate all the traditions of the House once again to make sure they're all Pelosi-approved members of this committee. No opposition, no contrary evidence, no exculpatory witnesses, nothing. Nothing. The witnesses lie. Half of them have lied. The members go on TV pushing criminal charges. Liz Cheney says the other day, we're not a nation of laws if he's not indicted. That's what she says. And now, an FBI raid of the former president's compound at Mar-a-Lago, which had to take 75 FBI agents. I'm just telling you, it's that big. Which means they took his computers, any other devices there. Apparently they broke into his vault or safe. God knows what they did. So far, 15 boxes of material were removed. And we don't know how many electrical devices, how many computers and so forth were removed. 15 boxes of material. It's unbelievable. And your media, the corrupt American media, won't raise a single constitutional objection. They don't bring on serious people who can talk about these so-called criminal statutes and their phony applications to what took place. How does this attorney general and this U.S. attorney and any of the others participating in this, how do they think half the country is going to react to this? How do they think? You think the propaganda from the Chuck Todds and the George Stephanopoulos's and you name, You think that's going to affect the people who hate the media, which is at what, 16% approval? The media have already demonstrated what they are and who they are. Do you think the vast majority of conservatives, forget about the Never Trumpers, they're bubblegum on the bottom of your shoe. Do you think the Republicans, you think they're just going to roll over for this stuff? Unbelievable. Absolutely sickening. And for weeks, they knew they were doing this. That's why Merrick Garland did that interview. That's why the FBI director wouldn't respond to very clear questions. That's why the committee members, every damn one of them, have been on TV for months demanding the indictment of Donald Trump. They were working for the prosecution. Clearly a violation of separation of powers. We don't have a single judge in the District of Columbia with enough guts and backbone to deal with this. Not one. Not one that stands for liberty. Not one. And I pray to God I'm not the only one speaking out against this. Backbenchers, we need you now. We need you now. And what's the purpose of all this? To indict him. To affect the Republican primaries. To get to him before he announced. That's why you had a lot of Republican operatives saying, please don't announce before the primary, this November. Please don't announce before November. Please, please. Many of them were rhinos. Rhinos on TV. And you know who they are.
The worst thing he could do is to announce before November and hurt our candidates.
Fifteen boxes of material. So China is on the precipice of invading Taiwan. And nobody's going to give a crap. Nobody's going to care. The Iranians are about to have nuclear warheads on ICBMs, and nobody's going to care. This is also a national security calamity. Absolute calamity. It's the United States of the Democrat Party. They want to change the voting system nationwide so they can't lose. They just ran through a massive spending system to destroy our energy system, to make you poor, and to put you on more government programs. They refused to secure the border, which is a constitutional violation of the president's oath to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. The attorney general has done nothing. This attorney general has threatened parents at school board meetings without any jurisdiction at the direction of the White House. He has sued Republican state legislatures, not a Democrat one, because he doesn't like the voting laws they put in place. He has sued one Republican state legislature because he doesn't like their abortion law. He has no authority for much of this. And I'm waiting to see how the Republicans on Capitol Hill respond to this. They should be jumping up and down in absolute fury. Absolute fury. Now's not the time, as Thomas Paine put it, for summer soldiers. No, I'm not talking about war, you nuts at the New York Times and the Washington Post. Now is the time for men and women who believe in liberty to raise their voices. Nonviolently. Civilly, legitimately, not like them. Now is the time to contact your member of the House of Representatives and your senator and demand that they speak out rather than sit back and watch how this plays out. Let's sit and watch how this plays out. It played out. This is the precursor to indictments. That's what it is. They did this before he announced. They did this before the November election. And as a former chief of staff to an attorney general of the United States, We never would have done this. Certainly not this way. And if we had an attorney general who was half as politically corrupt as Merrick Garland, a Ronald Reagan would have said, what the hell are you thinking? What are you doing? What are you doing? This FBI, remember Comey? Remember McCabe? Remember Baker? Remember FISA? Remember the dossier? Remember the phony Russian information? All with the FBI? Remember all that? Remember Brennan? What was the other kook's name? The bald guy. I can't remember him. Remember head of the CIA? Clapper. Clapper, Brennan, all over the place. Knew they were lying about Russian collusion. Remember the over 50 national security experts? About Hunter's laptop? These people are corrupt. They don't believe in republicanism. They don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in the Constitution. Raiding an ex-president's home. What's he going to do? Where is he going to escape to? And then you see the coordination with the New York Times and Maggie Haberman in her book. I have pictures of ripping up and flushing down a toilet. Wow. And she puts them out today. Perfectly coordinated. How many times have we heard that they have a smoking gun? How many times have we heard they have his fingerprints? How many times have we heard they have DNA? Instead, they have to take these criminal laws, try and massage them, try and massage the information. You are seeing the criminalization of politics, and it started 5 years ago. 5 years ago. Well, I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Right now, every business is trying to nickel and dime you. How much can they squeeze you to offset their increasing costs? It's a mess. That's why I love Pure Talk, my wireless company, and I want it to be your wireless company. Pure Talk drew the line in the sand and said, stop screwing over the American public. So when you sign up with Pure Talk this month, you're going to get their best ever offer, 1 month free. 1 month free. You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month. Plus, get 1 month free when you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com and enter code Levin Podcast for this special offer. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast. Need another reason? When you choose Pure Talk, you're choosing to support American jobs. You're choosing to support a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran. And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you won't regret it. Go to puretalk.com, select a plan, and enter promo code Levin Podcast. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and get 1 month free. What Merrick Garland has done here is a disgrace. I want to remind you, Joe Biden has announced that he intends to run for re-election. Is he not, Mr. Producer? Donald Trump was considering running again in the Republican primary. Donald Trump has questioned extensively, repeatedly, the results of the last election against the man who currently occupies the Oval Office, Biden. What an outrageous conflict of interest. What an outrageous conflict of interest. They see the polls. They see Trump's popularity. So the administration, led by the man who would run for re-election, and he said so over and over again, conducts an FBI search of his potential or even putative opponent. It just stinks. It stinks. with these never Trumpers and the Democrats on this committee. No bipartisanship whatsoever. A Democrat running the U.S. Attorney's Office. I'd love to see which judge signed off on the warrant. I'd love to see which judge signed off on the warrant, what they said, and what the accusation is. And I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will. They'd never leave this man alone. Never leave him the hell alone. He doesn't play their games. He doesn't go along with their policies. He stirs the pot. He challenges the establishment of both parties. And so criminalize it. Criminalize it. Just the shocking turn of events. Shocking turn of events. And this is why, just so you know, I have spent weeks and weeks, if not months, on this subject. I could smell a rat. I could smell a rat, and the rat is in the Oval Office. The rat is in the Attorney General's office. As far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of rats in a lot of places. People are celebrating, including Republicans who want to be president and their staff. I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. It's true. And I was shocked when I read the secret war on cash from Swiss America. The new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. So you need to read the war on cash. Get your free copy by calling 800-630-1492. 800-630-1492, or visit SwissAmerica.com. Now, this war on cash is growing daily and also includes all forms of digital money. Please get and read The Secret War on Cash free to my listeners by calling now, 800-630-1492, 800-630-1492, or visit SwissAmerica.com.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Well, it's even more shocking. Leaks to the Washington Post, now the New York Times, if accurate. That the subject of the FBI raid is the National Archives and Records Administration Act, or the Federal Records Act, as we call it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, somebody's watched this. There's not a single presidential administration that hasn't been, in one form or another, I won't say in violation of, because usually it's without knowledge, but that is not completely complied with the Federal Records Act. And that includes Obama, and that includes Clinton, and that includes the Bushes, and that includes Reagan, and it includes all of them, because they're not sure. Things are boxed up. You do the transition. You don't have time for the National Archives to go over everything. And so the argument seems to be, well, he was put on notice in February, but that's okay. You still have to go through them, and it's not so simple. In certain cases, what is or is not private. It's not so simple. What is or is not private. Some cases, it's very simple. Some cases, it's not. But ladies and gentlemen, if accurate, and I have to say if, because I don't trust the slimes or the compost, they targeted Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, broke into a safe, took these boxes with an army of FBI agents. It's truly sickening. Absolutely sickening. They could have taken some civil action if they were really that aggressive about it, I suppose. But even that's not necessary. So we really need to see what the hell took place here. But the problem is, as they say, you can't unscramble an egg and you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. That the idea that this home, that the former president, it's a big compound, was forcibly searched under a judicial warrant. I want to see who issued this warrant. I have my own surmise. Be a district court, most likely, out of Washington, D.C. Because that's where the National Archives is. This I want to see. The precedent that is being set by the war on Donald Trump is so dangerous to this country. With the phony impeachments, with the criminal investigation without a predicate, the use of the FBI and intelligence services by a prior administration. Let's be abundantly clear about this. It was the Obama-Biden administration. It was their FBI that participated in the Russia collusion scheme. Their FBI. And it was their administration. In my view, that was spying. Call it however you want, in any methodology you want, on the prior president's campaign. One sucker was taken down, and I don't believe he did jail time. And yet, look how they cover up for the Democrats. Latest word is that Hunter Biden's going to get a weak plea deal. A weak plea deal. And again, the idea that this raid is timed 3 months, less than 3 months, before the midterm elections, while President Trump is considering seriously, I'm sure, whether to run for president in the Republican primary, it has all the markings of a political hit job. All the markings of a political hit job. And I want to see who speaks out against this. Because I'm afraid, I am concerned that Biden and his administration has unleashed a tiger here. I'm very concerned about it from a legal and constitutional perspective. Joe Biden has announced he's running again in 2024. So the idea that Joe Biden or his attorney general would approve this kind of an act is about as self-serving as it gets, is it not? Shockingly so. And by the way, the Senate Democrats just passed a bill that includes 87,000 new IRS agents. You comfortable with this? Thanks to Sinema and Manchin. Any one of them could have stopped it. As a matter of fact, those of you who live in these states where these senators claim to be moderates, in Arizona, you got this guy Kelly, and I can go on and on, any one of them could have prevented it. But now they're going to have 87,000 more IRS agents. Are you comfortable with this? My own view, they should be slashing the budget of the IRS. They should be slashing the budget of the FBI. In fact, they probably should abolish the damn thing and start something new from the bottom up. I'm quite serious about this. The FBI is out of control. It's now a plaything of the Democrat Party. That's what it is. The Bidens are protected, even though they're bought and paid for by at least three governments. They're used again. Let me tell these other Republicans who are interested in running in the Republican primary. You're not clear and free. They will do these things to you, too. They will do these things to you, too, whether it's some tax issue, some regulatory issue, something in your past. Look what they did to Kavanaugh. The guy's as close as you can get to a choir boy. Gang rape, rape on a boat. I mean, just think about this. Look how they started in against DeSantis early on. He's still in their crosshairs. And Tom Cotton with the New York Times, he's still in their crosshairs. I think they've awakened a sleeping giant here. And those who care about the rule of law in this republic, and those who care, need to speak out now. If they send in an army of FBI agents with a warrant to grab 15 boxes because the National Archives isn't happy about the way negotiations are going over the documents, when prior administrations, I know for a fact, when prior administrations had mistakenly taken information, including classified information, that is unbelievable. This close to, especially this close to a midterm election. And quite frankly, the breakout of various primary candidates for the Republican nomination. The Democrats don't confront this. They're never under investigation. There's never a question. You had Hunter Biden's laptop with daddy all over it. His DNA's everywhere on the emails and everything else. Media cover it up. Media quiet it. You know, sometimes you do a talk show and you're speechless. You're speechless. They had nothing to fear. Maggie Haberman. I have two pictures of Trump. He tore up stuff and flushed it down the toilet. Two documents or something. And you know it was what? Because of how? Oh, you have to read my upcoming book. You have to read my upcoming book. Is there anybody left with any integrity in journalism? Anybody? Anybody? This is what's going to separate the men from the boys and the girls from the women. This is what's going to separate the journalists from the frauds. Is there anybody left? Anybody? Anywhere? I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
It's a pleasure and an honor to have Senator Tim Scott on the program. Senator, how are you, sir?
Mark, it's always good to be on any show with you. I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, not really. I'm pretty angry, actually. What in the hell does the FBI think it's doing, sending likely scores of agents to Mar-a-Lago to collect 15 boxes, according to the Post and the New York Times, under the Federal Records Act? I mean, if you're going to send FBI to a former president's home, I mean, you better know what the hell you're doing, because I can tell you now, Senator Scott, this audience is boiling, absolutely boiling. What do you make of this at first flush?
Well, Mark, I got to say, I was stunned and shocked, and without any question, there should be a lot of questions and inquiries made of the FBI to figure out what in the world they were thinking. Unprecedented action, without doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I look at this, I say, we got an open border, we got people pouring across with criminal records, we've got all kinds of crimes going on there, people dying of fentanyl all over this country, 110,000 people. There's just so much for federal law enforcement to do. You have time to send a couple dozen or more, an army of FBI agents to Mar-a-Lago? And if the leaks to the press are correct, starting with the Washington Post and the New York Times, it's over disputes or delays on the Federal Records Act? I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Federal Records Act? You know, Senator, the way this is supposed to work is you get subpoenas and you work it out with your lawyers. And if you can't work it out, maybe there's a civil action or something. You know, I'm just saying, I guess we'll learn more, and I want to learn more.
Well, the fact, Mark, that we're using words like the Federal Records Act that no one in America has ever heard of is incredibly important, number one. Number two, invading the private residency of a previous president is an unprecedented move, and frankly, It should raise major questions that we should have the diligence and the tenacity to completely run down that trail until we figure out what in the world prompted this.
And, you know, we have all this Hunter Biden stuff that was covered up prior to the last election on his laptop, and they still haven't gotten to the bottom of all this, and Mr. Big and Mr. 10%, and there's no investigation of that. I think that a lot of Americans, particularly Republicans and conservatives, but a lot of independents are losing a lot of faith in the federal government, Senator.
Well, Mark, if you saw the testimony of Mr. Ray before the Judiciary Committee, his inability to answer basic questions was dumbfounding, perplexing, and frustrating. There has been a pattern that we've seen evolve, and then we've been able to illuminate it through pinpointed questions from Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, and many of the folks on the Judiciary Committee to try to understand what is the current evolution that's happening in our Department of Justice. The Biden is dividing our country, and the DOJ seems to be reinforcing that division through their action. And that is very dangerous to the everyday person walking on the streets of America, that we must have 100% confidence and trust in our justice system. And if it can target a former president, you know it can target me and you.
And look how they targeted parents. He didn't even have jurisdiction, the attorney general, how quickly they went after parents. I mean, the whole, you know, bureaucracy, all the offices of the Department of Justice alerted to these horrific parents in Loudoun County, Virginia, and other places and so forth. I mean, anyway, Senator, you've come out with a fantastic book, America, A Redemption Story, Choosing Hope, Creating Unity. You grew up a very tough life, very poor. You had a wonderful, beautiful mother who took good care of you. Did you ever imagine you'd be a United States senator? Or was your thinking at one point, this is America, I'll be whatever I can be?
You know, Mark, I had evolved to the place where I thought all things were possible. I had a great mother, as you just described, that taught me that if you shoot for the moon, even if you miss, you'll be among the stars. And one of the things that's so frustrating with today's Biden administration is it's making opportunities like the one I experienced, Mark, I'm sure the opportunities that you've experienced, it's making it more elusive to hold on to the American dream, no matter where you start in this nation, and whether it's making parents feel like domestic terrorists because the DOJ is hunting you down. I had the good fortune, you had the good fortune of a good education. Whether it's thinking about the tax bill, not the Inflation Reduction Act, but the Inflation Increasing Act that just passed, and realizing what that's going to do to small businesses like the one that raised, the one that helped me as my mentor. I can only tell you that as you read my book, America, The Redemption Story, you will leave having more faith in our great country. You will leave understanding that America is the solution, not the problem. You will understand that the greatest opportunities afforded to man on earth, right here in America.
You know, you've experienced this, you've seen this. And in more recent days, you've experienced a lot of bigotry and racism from the left, haven't you? In the media. Because you don't toe the line. What's that like?
Well, Mark, I must say that maybe one of the greatest forms of discrimination today is the prejudice that I receive from the liberal elite who are always yelling, Mark, about tolerance, 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 except for they are the most intolerant group of people I have run into. I tell the story in my book about how the challenges and the discrimination from the left impacts one's ability to be free. I literally think that kids today across this country, particularly minorities, are being sold or indoctrinated that they can't be conservative, even if they are, that they shouldn't dream dreams of thinking for yourself and not being a part of the group think of the liberal elite because of the color of your skin. Our country has afforded all of us the concept and then the reality of being judged by the content of our character, not the color of our skin. But the liberal elite literally are trying to roll back decades in American progress and judge me and my conservative values based on the color of my skin. And my book tells you how not to let that happen to your child or to our country.
Mr. Producer, make sure this book is linked to Amazon on all my platforms. And by the way, the book is America, A Redemption Story, Choosing Hope, Creating Unity. I'm going to ask you when we return, Senator Scott, can I carry over another segment?
Mark, I always enjoy spending time with you.
Well, thank you. But I know you're in great demand, especially tonight. But my question is going to be this. When did it occur to you that you were, quote unquote, a conservative Republican? Or was it not that you're so much a conservative Republican, but this philosophy or this party was more in sync with you? The book is America, A Redemption Story, Choosing Hope, Creating Unity. Tim Scott. Really a big deal in the Republican Party, as far as I'm concerned. Go to Amazon.com. You can grab a copy of his book. I'll be right back. The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and more. How do I know? I have it right here on my desk. People all over the nation are raving over how well the Thunderstorm helps freshen their homes. Musty, mildew smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. With thousands of five-star reviews, you know it works. Any odor will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You'll get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. And with this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code MARK3. That's MARK3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code MARK3.
Mark Levin, Liberty's General Patton. Call into the Mark Levin Show now at 877-381-3811.
I'm here with Senator Tim Scott. His fantastic new book, America, Redemption Story, Choosing Hope, Creating Unity. It's right there on Amazon.com, on all my sites. You know, Senator, I think one of the reasons I'm asking you the kinds of questions I'm asking, I'm just being honest, is because obviously I'm not an African-American, and I think to myself often, how can we reach more African-Americans who, in my view, given the Republican or the conservative belief in faith and morality and the sort of things that I feel African-Americans should be more interested in and supportive of, if we could get our message to people like that? Does that make sense to you?
Mark, it makes so much sense that we should try it, actually, as a party.
Yeah.
The bottom line is this: what's not breaking news to you seems to be breaking news to other people. It's one of the reasons why I love watching your show. Trey Gowdy and then Mark Levin on the same night is a pretty
killer
combination from my perspective. But the untold story is that it's the Republican Party that has produced better results than the Democrat Party for minority communities. Think about this during the Trump years. We literally saw the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans and Hispanics, 50-year low for everybody, 70-year low for women, because our policy positions worked. We put more resources in the hands of black colleges than any other administration, period. Full stop. But we have to tell the story. And what you just said is a part of why people don't know. We have not gone to places where we're not invited and told the untold story of who we are as Republicans. But we do not. We do not support people because of the color of your skin. We want to give everybody access to the American dream, because it's what we believe in. It's what you are fired up about. And you, my friend, fight discrimination wherever you see it, whether it's against the president or whether it's against someone in a community that's not like ours. We believe in America so much so that when you read my book, America, A Redemption Story, you'll see how blacks and whites, Jews and Gentiles all came together in my life and created a pathway that I had the fortitude and the blessing to walk.
Well, first of all, you're very kind. And secondly, let me ask you another question. You always seem positive. Now, you came with tough background, a tough neighborhood. Was that your mother? Is it your faith? What is it? You always seem, I won't say happy. You're not Pollyanna, but you always seem like you're looking at the positive side of things.
Well, one of the things I do, Mark, in my book is I tell the story of how many times I failed, but I learned to fail forward. How many obstacles I faced, but I learned to turn them into opportunities. The problems that I had actually produced the promise that I am living today. I think as Americans, we have so much to be thankful for. There's no other place on earth like America. And if we don't defend it and shout it from the mountaintops, nobody else will. And a part of the problem in modern American culture is that there are liberal elites who literally are trying to change the very DNA of what it means to be an American. They have this collectivist socialist paradigm, a utopian that has never been true. And it's people like you, Trey Gowdy, and so many others who are fighting the good fight. So I have to be optimistic because I won the lottery. I'm an American. And that is a blessing only God can give me. And my parents, of course.
Let me ask you about the classroom in this country with critical race theory, with pushing a transgender agenda. I said an agenda. Now, people can do what they want, but an entire agenda. We're certainly not pushing Americanism in most classrooms. We're not going to survive as a free country if this keeps up, are we?
Not at all. It is dangerous. I can't think of anything more dangerous than indoctrinating the future leaders of this country with so much bias, so many prejudices that is literally rotting some of the schools around our country. We need to teach kids how to think, not what to think. And frankly, if you ask the most competitive women in sports today, they don't mind competing on a level playing field. But when you bring in boys that are now able to compete against women, the whole transgender competition issue in sports is eroding the real opportunities that we're seeing in the country. That is devastating to people who spend all their time training for an opportunity, and then it just evaporates. When you're teaching CRT and you're teaching some kid that they're always going to be oppressed, that they're always victims, that there's no chance for success, and you teach a whole another group of kids that you're always the oppressor, you're always racist, you're always bad. One of the things you hear in my book, and I want you to hear it loud and clear, America is not a racist country. We are not. We have made more progress in less time than any place on earth. And we should stand up and be thankful that we went through the pain to produce the promise, that we fought with our own obstacles, with our own sin, to produce a more perfect union. I celebrate who we are, and I celebrate that I have a chance to get in the fight to make a difference today.
Well, you're a very, very important voice in this country, Tim Scott. I want to thank you very much. I want to encourage my audience. You want an uplifting book, and that's what it is. It's an uplifting book in a very, sort of a very depressing time. America, a redemption story, choosing hope, creating unity, right there on Amazon.com. You ought to give it to your kids, too, college kids especially, so they have a different perspective on things than what they're learning in class. America, a redemption story, choosing hope, creating unity. You can go to Amazon.com right now or any of my platforms. Senator, thank you so much, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Keep telling the truth. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Take care of yourself. Very impressive. You notice he wasn't ducking on the Trump stuff. He was We got to find out what took place here. We're going to get to the bottom of this because it is absolutely outrageous what took place here. You're going to tell me the Federal Records Act? You're going to send a bunch of FBI agents? You know, here's the thing now, not to offend. I make a distinction between local law enforcement and federal law enforcement now. They try to nationalize these police departments with these civil rights charges, whether it's Louisville or St. Louis. They come in, they nationalize it, then they teach the cops pronouns. Then they unteach the cops what they need to do to protect themselves. Then they get what they call these consent decrees, where the local departments have to agree, and this all started under Holder, by the way, have to agree to certain training, critical race theory, all kinds of stuff. And then they're let off the hook. And then they're let off the hook. I view local police, who are really mostly in your life. You know, when you call 911, they don't 911, they don't send the FBI. They send the local cops, who are under constant attack versus a politicized FBI. Ladies and gentlemen, as a former chief of staff, I wash my hands. That place has to be fumigated. I don't care if they tear it down and start something new and call it something else. If they can't clean out the upper ranks of that department, it needs to go. You're hearing this from me. I used to sit across the table from patriotic heads of the FBI. The director, the associate director, assistant directors. These guys were great. Not anymore. Not anymore. When you're moving the guy who's in charge of the Detroit office, who set up these guys on kidnapping charges against the governor, which is purely political. They didn't want to. They're pushing them. No, no, no. You want to do it. Don't give up now. That's why so many of them got off with the jury. And then there was a hung jury, and now two of them, they want to. And you're moving them to the most important office in the country, Washington, D.C.? That's crap. That's BS. McCabe, Comey, this guy Ray. I'm telling you, the attorney general and the head of the FBI had to sign off on this because that's the way it worked when I was there as chief of staff. You have a high-level political case that could have a major effect here or there. It's not left to the local guys. The local guys can make the proposal, but it works its way up the chain. Listen to me. It would be the FBI. They all sat around a table. Listen, I'm telling you what happened. In the attorney general's conference room, which is a big room, Robert Kennedy used to use it as his office, but every subsequent attorney general has used it as their conference room. And I guarantee you, they sat around that table and convinced each other. The attorney general, the deputy, the associate attorney general. That's the big three. The head of the criminal division, the head of the public integrity section of the criminal division, and the head of the FBI and one or two of his guys sat around the table at the request of the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., who has the prosecutorial jurisdiction because that's where the National Archives is. The same SOB involved in the January 6th prosecutions. The same one. It had to go up the chain, and the attorney general had to sign off on it. And I'm telling the Republicans in Congress, you need to demand all the sign-offs. You need to look into this. Because you're not safe either. And all the Republicans out there having a good old time who think this is wonderful. If they can do it to Trump, they can do it to anybody. They're hiring 87,000 more IRS agents. They are doubling the size of the IRS. And you know what? When the IRS comes after you, you have almost no recourse, not even legal. They grab your assets, then you have to fight to get them back. Every single Democrat in the Senate just voted for that. The IRS union is 100% Democrat. More union dues for the Democrats. More muscle, more police state muscle for the Democrats. They hate local cops in these Democrat mayor-run cities, but they love the federal police. They love them. Why do you think that is? This is not going to go down well with people who love this country. Serious people who love this country. They'll put aside their animus. I don't believe this is going to go down well. Certainly not with conservatives, MAGA, and most Republicans. Now, that won't be most of the people you see in the news. But then again, 16% of you have a high regard for the news. 16%. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
You know, Biden may have just ensured Trump's nomination as the Republican nominee for president of the United States. All offices and safes at Mar-a-Lago were searched. They didn't go through the 15 boxes they took. They just took the 15 boxes. Former president of the United States. Absolutely unbelievable to me. It really is so contemptible. So contemptible. Well, Hannity wants me to come on, but I have no way of doing that. That said, I think we've put down the marker. I think we've laid this clear now on how Republicans and conservatives should respond to this. And by that, I mean civilly, but with fury. Political fury. Speak out. Contact your House members and your senators. I'm not going to sit back and wait to hear what the Attorney General has to say. I don't give a damn what the Attorney General has to say about parents, about Republican legislatures, about abortion, about immigration. Why do I care what that jerk has to say? And this U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., it's about time he showed his face. Mr. Producer, invite U.S. Attorney Graves on this program tomorrow, would you please? Tell him we just have to ask a few questions. I can't subpoena him. It's all voluntary. Or is he going to hide like Liz Cheney? I don't have a grand jury to threaten him with or anything of the kind. He'll be perfectly safe. Nobody's going to harm his reputation or indict him. I just have some questions for Mr. Graves. Yeah, good luck. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers. We salute our men and women, friends in Ukraine and Taiwan. America, we will see you tomorrow. Keep your chin up. Good night.